Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, July 4th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, Apple last week launched its annual back-to-school promotion, offering up to a $150 gift card when purchasing select iPad and Mac models. Since then, Apple has launched two additional promotions, something that is usually pretty uncommon. First off, Apple is now offering a free pair of Beats Flex headphones for students who are new subscribers to the Apple Music Student Plan. This offer is available only to first-time Apple Music student subscribers, and it cannot be combined with any other Apple Music offer. Students can also only order the Beats Flex earphones for free after paying for the first month of their Apple Music subscription. So this means users are not eligible for the free headphones during the one-month free trial period for Apple Music. After the first 30 days passes, eligible students will receive an email from Apple with instructions on how to order the Beats Flex headphones for free. So once you pay that first $5, you'll be able to get your headphones and either continue paying for Apple Music or cancel if you wish. For its second promotion, Apple has launched a special Apple Store deal in the United States, where users can now buy either the Apple TV 4K or the Apple TV HD and get a $50 Apple gift card with that purchase. The Apple TV 4K is priced at $179, while the Apple TV HD is priced at $149. This offer is open to anyone in the United States buying an Apple TV from the Apple Store. The promo runs from July 1st through July 14th, and the gift card cannot be used immediately to reduce the purchase price of the Apple TV up front, so you'll have to hold on to it for any future purchase from Apple. In other news today, it's been widely rumored that AirPods Pro 2 are coming sometime later this year, 3 years after the first version was released. Initially, there was speculation that a new pair of AirPods Pro would incorporate health tracking capabilities for the first time. But now, a new report from Bloomberg downplays that possibility. Bloomberg says that it's unlikely AirPods Pro 2 will feature support for heart rate monitoring or the ability to determine your body temperature. Both of these features have apparently been explored inside of Apple, but are unlikely to launch this year. AirPods Pro 2 are expected to feature upgrades such as support for lossless audio, as well as a redesigned charging case with improved Find My integration. But speaking of body temperature sensors, Bloomberg also notes that the upcoming Apple Watch Series 8 is on track to support body temperature technology. The body temperature feature with the Apple Watch Series 8 won't give you a specific reading, like with a forehead or wrist thermometer, but it should be able to tell you if it believes you have a fever. So basically, it'll tell you if your temperature is in the normal range or above the normal range, then you can use a dedicated thermometer to get a more precise measurement. The report does caution that this feature could end up being delayed if it doesn't pass Apple's internal testing, but as of right now, it's on track for a release with the Series 8 this fall. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, and that is the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure, and it gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. And for IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove compliance to your auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first. And to find out just how to do that, visit collide.com. If you follow that link, they'll even hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt, just for activating a free trial. That's KOLIDE.com. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, the Biden administration has announced the recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom for this year. Included among the list of the 17 recipients is the late Apple CEO and co-founder, Steve Jobs. The award will be posthumously presented to Jobs this week on July 7th. The Presidential Medal of Freedom will be awarded to Jobs for his role in changing the way the world communicates, as well as for, quote, transforming the computer, music, film, and wireless industries. The announcement from the Biden administration explains that Jobs' creativity, imagination, and vision, quote, led to inventions that have and continue to change the way the world communicates. For full context, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian honor in the United States. It's presented to those who have made exemplary contributions to the prosperity, values, or security of the United States, world peace, or any other significant societal, public, or private endeavors. Jobs passed away on October 5, 2011, after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Posthumous Medals of Freedom are rare, but not unheard of. This year, other posthumous Medal of Freedom recipients include John McCain and Richard Trumka. The awards will be presented at the White House on July 7th, but the announcement does not make mention of who will be there in attendance in representation of Jobs. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.